Welcome back. It's America Weekend.
I'm Leslie Gold.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. We're sharing time with you as Leslie is trying to tap away.
Yes, I'm dealing with my technology, which is exactly what I want to talk about, funny enough.
How appropriate.
Yes. Do you know who Elon Musk is?
I don't. Who's Elon Musk? It's a great name.
It is a great name. Some people consider him a visionary. He is the CEO of Tesla.
Oh.
Yes, Tesla is making those gorgeous all-electric cars that are $100,000 and up.
And you're going to buy one.
I'm not going to buy one. I have no desire for an all-electric car. However, they are beautiful. Those cars are beautiful.
Nice
so if yeah, so if I wanted one to look at while it slept in my garage, I would buy a Tesla if I had another $100,000
to throw. Charged.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, he's certainly done a lot to advance the cause of all electric vehicles. The first electric vehicles that came out were Leaf and the what was the other one? I don't know. Oh, one from Chevy as well. And they were low-end vehicles. They didn't look that great.
Right.
Right? So he took it and put it in a high-end vehicle, and he's done a lot for that industry. But he compares drivers of today's cars to the elevator operators of yesteryear. And he says that one day we'll all have cars that drive themselves or be driven essentially by robots. And he predicts that the government will outlaw humans from driving their own car at one point because it'll just be too dangerous.
Right. You know, I don't think he's off the mark.
Yeah.
I think that given the way the car industry has changed so exponentially, you know, you have these cars that park themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have the cameras in the back. All of these things that are so intricate and so absolutely sensitive to the environment. I don't think he's off base because if you can eliminate human failure,
mm-hmm.
and you can utilize a driver essentially in the car, imagine how we would improve our time management.
Well, not only that, and safety. It would save lives, everything, because you'd have basically cars that were less error-prone mm-hmm. than humans would make them, because most accidents are from human error.
People are texting, people are drinking,
that's
people are putting on makeup.
Exactly.
It's human error. So I actually think he's right.
Which I think is a pretty bold statement for a guy who, you know, sells cars for a living. There are some autopilot cars out there already today. The Google Mobile,
which
is really ugly, but it runs around and it takes pictures of everybody's house when they're not looking.
Right?
That's a self-driving car, mm-hmm. I think. When he says the first generation of robot cars will operate on the highway, but that's not really going to be the challenge. The challenge will be when they can operate in a city, because that's when they come into all kinds of obstacles, human, non-human obstacles that you don't get on the highway.
Yeah, you have your biker and your biker lanes. You have a guy opening a car door from a truck.
Right.
You have somebody walking across the street on a cell phone, not paying attention.
Exactly.
So how does that, you know, how would that all work? I'm sure there's a way to figure it out.
I'm sure there'll be some sort of sensor.
Yeah.
They've already built it in for those cars that can park themselves.
Right.
They have a sensor. They know how close they are to the car behind them and in front of them. So it'll come along. And he said, when that happens, that'll be the beginning of the end of you and I driving our cars.
I'm okay with that.
And some people enjoy driving.
I like driving, but I think for fun, like if you can get out on a track and drive and breathe the air, it's great. But to have to drive, I would love to be able to sit in my car and read or do my work and let it drive itself.
Yeah, exactly. Or I would prefer to sleep and have the robot wake me up when we arrive at my destination.
And have coffee for you.
Perfect.
You know?
Perfect. So that's one area of technology.
Leslie, does he say like when he thinks this is happening?
If he did, he didn't say it in the article I'm reading.
All right.
He may have said it
I'm
in
gonna
the
I'm going to say 10
speech.
To 20 years.
Ooh, you think we will be prohibited from driving our own car within 10 years?
Well, if I guess it comes
to that's aggressive.
Yeah, I'm aggressive.
Be aggressive. It's an old cheerleading thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Oh.
In technology, you have the Apple Watch.
Yeah, can we talk about the Apple Watch
briefly,
for a minute?
Briefly.
Yeah. Who's going to buy this thing?
I have no interest.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, the watch is coming out. The price is anywhere from $349 to $17,000.
But not attractive.
No. The difference being the surround. For $349, you get sort of a Swatch watch band, you know, neon pink band. And for $17,000, I don't know, you get plutonium or something.
Diamonds.
Right. But And it has to tether to your phone for the Wi-Fi to work. So you still have to carry your phone around. And the face is the size of, I don't know, a Bazooka Joe, you know, a piece of bubble gum. Who wants to watch House of Cards on a screen that size?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the people who love all of the latest technology will get it.
I guess.
But what happened with Google Glass? Like, did people do that?
Well, it was considered rude.
Yeah, and that didn't
so
really
I think
over.
Social pressure made it go away, which won't be the same with an Apple Watch. Mm. But you have to talk into it like Dick Tracy, right? Get me flat top on the phone. 6'2", over and out. You're going to look ridiculous. I don't know. I think it looks like something the cool kids want, but highly unnecessary.
And we'll put it away soon after.
Yep.
It's America Weekend. Thanks so much for coming along. This is Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Over the last few years, Becky has become disabled. Recently, she decided it would be wise to add her sister to her checking account so her bills could be paid if the condition worsened. Unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. Luckily, though, the sister was there to pay the bills and take care of Becky until she suddenly passed away. But now Becky's sister has decided to buy herself a brand new car with the money in the checking account. Legally, can she do this? Stay tuned for the final verdict.
Order in the court!
Becky and her sister were both listed as owners of the checking account, so the surviving owner, the sister, is entitled to use the funds in the account in any way she wants. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
One of the best of all time, this figure skater won 2 consecutive Olympic golds and the world championship 4 out of 5 years during the mid-1980s.
Triple toe loop, double toe loop.
So where is Katarina Witt now? Katarina has been busy since retiring in 1994. She posed in one of only 2 issues of Playboy magazine to completely sell out. And she headed Munich's unsuccessful bid to host the 2018 Winter Olympics. Katarina recently portrayed a figure skater being pursued by a stalker in the German TV series The Enemy in My Life.
It is Katarina Witt. Katarina Witt is the world champion for the 3rd time.
Katarina Witt, queen on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.